Blog Talk Radio.
You can call me Ronnie with a Y. Today is Saturday, May 23rd, I believe. Hope I got that right. Yep, May 23rd, 2015. And the show we have for you today is animal readings. So what I do is I have two different oracle decks that I use. I have a medicine cards deck from Jamie Sams and David Carson. It's one of my favorite decks. And I have a particular spread that I use called the Moon Lodge spread. And each card gives you a particular message about what animal is connecting with you and insights into your life purpose. And there's so many different things. But also, the angels are with me right now. And any information the angels would like to communicate will come forth. And it's always my intention that every single one of my shows brings blessings to everyone who listens, whether you listen now, if you're listening live, or if you listen later on playback. I pray that this show will have some message for you and will bring you blessings. Now, before I get to my readings for today, I just want to tell you about some things coming up. First of all, in a month, at the end of June, I will be in San Francisco at the San Francisco Pride Fest doing angel readings for you. So if you're in the Bay Area and you would like to come by and see me, and you don't even need to do a reading, just come by, give me a big hug, and we can meet in person. That'd be great. Or if you'd like to get a reading, you can come and see me there in San Francisco. Of course, if you would like to receive a professional reading anyways, you can always go to my website. It's ascensionmagic.com. So that's my website. And I also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. So some of the messages I'm receiving from the angels, before I got to the readings, ask what messages they would like to give to all of us. And one of the things that I heard clearly was that many of us are feeling like we're actually putting our intentions and our energy towards the past. And instead of being present and grounded in this moment and thinking about where we are now, we're thinking about the mistakes we've made in the past and falling back into old patterns, in particular, like addicting thought patterns. Things that we think we have outgrown, but maybe we have not, or perhaps addictions to caffeine, sugar, things that are not necessarily in our highest good. So with that in mind, Archangel Raphael wanted to come forth and let you all know that he is available at any moment for you to call upon. And Archangel Raphael is known as the healing angel, and this beautiful emerald green color. And you'll know Archangel Raphael's there when you feel the motivation to change health patterns in your life, to exercise or to eat healthier, or anything that's related to healing. Archangel Raphael is there. And he's watching over the entire planet right now because there's so much intense energy happening right now. We just entered into a Mercury retrograde. So if you follow astrology, typically when a Mercury retrograde happens, communication troubles happen, electronic troubles happen, computers go down, traffic lights malfunction, things along those lines. So you may find that communication may be difficult for you right now at this moment, or you may find that, you know, your cell phone might stop working, or just weird kind of electronic-y things sort of happen during this time. But also, the Earth is going through major changes right now. And there's been a lot of earthquakes happening right now, and it's been a lot on the West Coast, and we had a 4.2 earthquake here a few days ago, and it's been triggered by some volcanic activity along the West Coast. So I'm feeling guided to tell all the light workers that are listening that it's really important that when we do our meditations, that we send love into the center of the Earth, that we pray that the world is healed, and that any kind of devastation that could possibly happen is minimized and that people are safe. And of course, we can't stop divine will. Things are going to happen that are beyond our control. But we can use our power of our intention to bring love into the planet. So it's important that we do that. So the message is, again, is instead of staying stuck in the past, focus on the present moment, okay? Archangel Raphael is here. And I'm also guiding to say that Merlin, the great wizard, is here as well. So you can look up Merlin again later. But send love to the planet. And we're going to get to the animal readings. I have a few callers that are on the line. So if you're new to the show, the way I distinguish your call is I'm going to say your area code, and then you'll know that you're on the air. And we can get started, and we'll see what animals are coming forth for you today. So I hope you're excited. I'm excited. I like doing these shows. These shows are fun. I'm going to get to my first call. You've been holding for quite a bit, and thank you for calling. This is calling from area code 720. Hi, you are on the air.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing well.
This is Ivatar. I didn't know if you would be able to pick up because I got up to do something and I took myself out of the queue, but you're able to see me anyway, huh?
Yeah, you're there. I'm so happy to have you calling in today. And I know you've called in before, but I don't think we've done animal readings before.
I don't think so either.
Okay.
But I wanted to tell you before you get started, I wanted to tell you, I don't know what has happened, but recently I am so connected to the animal kingdom on every level you can imagine.
Wow.
It seems like all the animals, the dogs, the hawks, the eagles, the crows, they're so... I seem to be really, really connected with that animal kingdom now.
Mm-hmm.
It's really awesome.
Wow. So what do you think is the shift that made that happen?
Well, I've been doing a lot of energy work. I've been having a lot of energy work I've done, and I've been having a lot of activations. You know, a lot of activations, maybe two or three times a month. So that may have something to do with it.
Okay. I'm kind of getting the sense, too, that you have been connected to, like, to beyond the Earth plane, like to other planetary systems and other galaxies, almost like extraterrestrial of nature is kind of what I'm sensing. I'm sensing that you've been really opening up your consciousness, like, and really connecting to everything in the whole galaxy, not just planet Earth, but beyond.
Right.
That's what my intuition is saying.
Right.
So
I'm
it's
very,
a pleasure
very
to have you
connected.
Call in.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. So here's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to grab the animal cards, and I'm going to do a spread for you, which is called the Moon Lodge spread. And each card will represent a particular message. We're gonna go with the four directions. We're going to go, we're going to start with the east, and then we're going to go south, west, and north, and then we end with a center card. So just like in the east, the sun rises from the east, it's our beginnings. So we're starting with the east, and the east card represents, it's called the Whirling Spirit card, and it represents your spiritual talents and the animal that can help you with your spiritual talents. Okay, so we're going to see what card comes out for this. Okay, this is the one. And the card that comes out is the beaver. And the beaver is typically the builder, building things. And if you think of the beaver building dams, the beaver is the one that builds things, builds your dreams into reality. And, you know, the beaver is a pretty smart animal. And it knows when it's accomplished its goals. Okay? So the beaver is really about putting your ideas into action, building things, because you've been working on yourself spiritually. The beaver is someone that can help you not only to build your dreams, but if you think of like when you build a dam, how you're stopping the flow in a way, you could think of the beaver as helping you to stop some of the things that have been blocking you so that you can have the flow of the water. The water would represent like your dreams and your reality flowing the way that you would like them to so that you can go in a direction that you would like to for yourself, okay? So that's what the beaver is typically representing. Now, of course, this is my interpretation, and this is what the cards are saying, but use your own intuition. Ask your own angels for assistance if you need, you know, clarification on that. Okay?
Okay.
So that's the East card. That's your spiritual talents, your builder. Now we're getting down to the South. The South will be, this is the seed card, and the seed is what you plant, and it grows, right? So this is something that's deep down within you, so like your hidden feelings, your true feelings, your things that are hidden within you that you might not be aware of, that can be brought up to the surface. And this is the animal of the South. So we're going to see what animal comes forth for the South. Okay, so your South animal is the butterfly. And I'm going to guess and say that you already know what the butterfly represents. Am I right?
Yeah, I do. I love butterflies.
So what does it represent?
Well, it represents metamorphosis.
Absolutely. Yeah, transformation, metamorphosing, and that's what's happening to you right now. But these are, this is the card that's in the South of the spread, so it's like what's hidden within you. So there's lots of things that you still have yet to bring out into the surface. You're still like in that cocoon stage before you've completely spread out your wings. You're still like, you're in that cycle of where you're just starting to bring it up into reality. So there, I mean, if you think of a butterfly, you know, the butterfly has different stages. So the butterfly can help you think about, well, what stage of my life am I in? Am I in the egg stage? And the egg would be the very beginning. Is it the larva stage, which is like sort of transitioning? Is it the cocoon stage, which is just beginning to blossom? Or is it truly just being reborn and birthed and flying out? So the butterfly can help you with that. You may want to pay attention to the butterflies that are around you. Butterflies also can mean that the angels are near you if you see butterflies. But in the position of this spread, where it is, it's representing the hidden abilities and things that you may not be aware of that you're just starting to bring to the surface so that you can emerge as the beautiful butterfly. So the butterfly is helping with you with that, to emerge your true, hidden, deep feelings and your gifts and abilities. Okay?
Okay.
So let's get to the West now. The West card represents, this card is called the Dream Within the Dream. And this represents your life purpose and why you're here. And this is the animal that can help you with that or give you some insight. So think about the West. I'm thinking about you and your life purpose. Okay, so this is the animal. And that animal is the owl. And, of course, we know the owl is nocturnal in a lot of senses. But what the owl represents is, the owl represents, like, clairvoyance and magic, because the owl is a nocturnal animal, kind of like, almost like the raven in a sense, but the owl is really, is not afraid of the dark, because the owl is nocturnal, like I said. The owl can see all that needs to be seen, and it's typically associated with all that type of magic and mysterious things. Not only can the owl see in the dark, but it can pinpoint sounds. And the owls are great hunters, amazing hunters. So we've all seen how the owls just can find their food, like their prey, in like an instant. But oftentimes, owl is the medicine of sorcerers and witches and people that are associated with magic. So you might be really drawn to magical practices. Perhaps even explore some of the different, like when I say magic, I mean like casting spells and things like that, and things along those lines. Is that part of what you do right now, or is that something that you're really interested in?
I'm into different healing modalities. I do a lot of healing modalities.
Okay. So yeah, I mean the owl is really just about like seeing all aspects and not being deceived. Like, you know, there's a dark and a shadow side to everyone. Okay, mm-hmm. and it's saying like there might be some deception or some things that you might be frightened of, but do not be, because your life purpose is about bringing light and using those abilities that you have to bring blessings into the world. So if, you know, the owl can help you to open up your sight a little bit to really see what's happening in a situation, and to really, and if you're a healer, if you're using your healing abilities, to really pinpoint, like if you're doing like medical intuitive healing, to help you zero in on a particular part of the body that needs to be healed, because the owl can see with its keen eyes. So that could be why the owl showed up in the cards as well. But in the position of these cards, it represents your life purpose. So it's about being aware of your surroundings. And maybe even look into some of that magic a little bit more, maybe more than you have, because it seems like you like to dabble in some different things. So maybe the owl is trying to carry you to a different phase of your life that you're not quite aware of. So you can always ask, you know, call upon the owl medicine. You can ask your angels as well on what the card represents. But these are my messages for you, and it's what's coming forth for today. Okay.
Okay.
So we've gone through three cards. We've got our North card now. The North card is, North is typically above. This represents your higher self and the inner wisdom that is within you. So we're going to think about your higher self and what your higher self wants to come forth and what animal is associated with that. Okay, now as I'm shuffling too, I'm getting the sense that the message I said at the beginning of the show was also applicable to you in terms of being stuck sometimes in the past, like putting your energy on things that have transpired and not realizing that right now is the only moment that's happening. You know, we all get really eager for the future and what's going to happen, and oftentimes we think of the past, but the only moment that's happening is this moment right now. So I get the sense that you're really transitioning, like more so than ever. The butterfly is really strong. And I'm going to try to see what the next card comes up, and it's amazing because the card is the Raven, just as I was talking about the Raven before. And this is your higher self, and again, this is magic. So magic is really coming forth in these cards today, and it seems like there's some parts of you, maybe from past lives, that you're going to bring out that you don't really know about. Because like I said, the butterfly is in your south, which is like coming out of that cocoon, those things, those hidden talents that you're not aware of. So the Raven carries the medicine of magic. It's been true in so many cultures throughout the planet. It's really the bringer of magic. And it's a very powerful medicine that can give you the courage to enter the darkness of the void. And by the void, I mean like all that has not formed yet. So like before everything formed into reality. And a lot of people, you know, we don't realize that dark and the light are really all aspects of the same thing. They're just different energies. We're all connected. We're all one. You know, different vibrations of it. There's different vibrations of quote-unquote darkness. There's different vibrations of light, and then we have free will and where we want to go with that. So it's not about fearing it. It's just about understanding your true aspects, because we're connected to all of it. You have your foot in a little bit of all of it. So the Raven is about changing consciousness and walking on another path into beyond the edge of time and understanding things of your soul that you're carrying. I really feel intuitively it's like you're bringing stuff from your past lives, and from your higher self is pulling it down into you and giving you that ability to do magic. And Raven also too is involved with the magic of healing. So if you're a healer, like you had mentioned, it's about using that magic to dispel disease and to carry the magical energy from spirit to that other person. So you can use the Raven as sort of a messenger of spirit to carry that healing energy and messages to that other person. Okay?
Now, is the Raven the same as the crow?
No, the crow and the Raven would be two different animals. The Raven's typically a little bit bigger than a crow. They're similar. They're both, you know, black birds, but they have different messages in terms of, you know. The crow's a different animal. The crow represents, like, typically, like, keeping the law, like, sacred law, like the laws of the universe. So all birds are messengers, really. The owl is a messenger. The raven's a messenger. But the raven is typically associated with magic. If you think of Edgar Allan Poe and his poem, The Raven, you know, like, you can picture this raven with these beady eyes, you know, like associated with the dark side, but the dark side of ourselves that we're not always afraid, or we're afraid to face sometimes. Okay, and I don't feel like you're afraid of yourself. I just feel like there's things that you're not aware of. I feel like there's things that maybe in a past life or something that you've done, but you've been guarded about doing it in this life because of that same fear. And I feel like now those fears are fading away, and like the butterfly, you're going to transform into this something even more beautiful and more powerful and bring some blessings into the world. Pay attention to what your own angels are saying, what your own intuition, because as I'm saying this, you're probably, something's triggering in your own mind. Those are the messages you want to pay attention to, is what your own angels are telling you, because I can feel like they're right there with you, and they're telling you you're continuing to move ahead, and you're doing wonderful, so keep moving forward. We want to get to the last card. The last card is the center card, so we've gone through the four directions, which is like at the core, the very center, the core of who you are, the core of your being, like what you really represent. Okay, so this card is the one to come out. Now this card is the core of your being. This is the elk. And the elk is about strength and stamina. Okay, like being like fearless and just being able to go on for a very, very long period of time without being burned out. So you have that medicine where you can go on and on and on and on and on and on, and people are like, how the heck did you get all this energy? Does that sound like you?
Oh, yeah, that's me.
There you go. But that's what the elk's about. And the elk can help you, though, to kind of pace yourself so you don't get burned out, so that you can really know how to have that stamina to pace yourself through and make it to the end. So if you missed any of this, you know, you can go back and listen to this on playback and listen to it again to kind of hear what the cards are. But it seems like the major message of this is there's a lot of things inside of you that you're still discovering and you're remembering, you are bringing to the surface. And very soon, like the butterfly out of the cocoon, you will fly and bring these gifts into the world. But it's important not to fear it. Now, I also just see a black panther just walked in, like in my mind, and a panther's also associated with like the void and the hidden mysteries. So that's an aspect of yourself that it seems like you're going to be exploring soon. And you can call upon these angels, these animals, in particular the raven and the owl, to kind of help you with that. So,
well, you know,
so I hope this, yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that, yeah, it's already happening with past life gifts and things of that sort, abilities, all those things are coming forth, you know, and I'm not afraid of it. I'm, you know, kind of really happy because it's like an answer to a prayer. Because I made a decision that I wasn't going to put any limitations on myself, nor was I going to allow anybody else to put any on me. So it's already happening.
It is. And this is a validation of that. And I saw, like, as you were talking, I saw the raven and the owls carrying you, lifting you up to another place and putting you down, like you're in a brand new place. And you're right. I don't feel like there's any fear. I talked about that. I don't feel like you have a fear. I just mean, like, there may have been fears in subconscious from past lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've been feeling. So call upon these animals for help. And I hope that this reading has brought you some blessings. It's always my intention that it's brought you blessings. And if you want to carry the conversation further, you know, go on my Facebook page, facebook.com/ascensionmagic, and we can keep talking about the animals and kind of see where you've been heading, and we can keep the conversation going.
Okay, then I kept notes. I wrote everything down here.
Awesome. Awesome. That's great.
Thank you.
It's such a pleasure talking with you. I'm going to get to some of my next calls here because I got a couple people holding on the line, okay?
Oh, okay. Thank you again.
But you have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy this nice Memorial Day.
You too.
Okay. Lots of blessings to you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Many blessings to you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm going to get to my next call. My next caller is calling from area code 916. Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Yes. Yeah, I can hear you good.
All right.
You've got good speaker system on your show.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I'm actually calling in with a telephone headset. I tried a microphone and, you know, it didn't give me the best quality. So I'm back to this telephone. It seems like it's crystal clear and it's got the best sound. So I really appreciate that. So how can I help you today?
Well, I'd like an animal card reading.
Okay. Awesome. Can I get
That's
your
what
name?
You're doing. I'm
yeah.
Diana.
Hi, Diana. How's your weekend been going so far?
Good. How's yours going?
Awesome. I can't complain. You know, I got a graduation party to go to today. Got some barbecues this weekend, and it's gonna be a nice weekend. I just wish it was a little warmer. You know, for this time of year, we're well below normal here. And
Where are you?
In Northern California. I'm in Northern California. And,
Northern California?
Like, yeah. And this
it's
time
cold?
Of year, you know, we're usually like in the like 90s, maybe upper 80s, and it's like 60s and cloudy. And I want my summer.
Wow. Well, you should have visited Florida. So that's been summer here for already 2 months.
Oh my gosh.
Florida got hot once the winter was over. It's been in the upper 80s, lower 90s.
Wow.
But it is raining this weekend, so it's cooled down into the 80s.
So you're going to get some humidity.
People are having
a
barbecue
yeah.
next door, and they tented the whole yard. So they're having their barbecue in the rain.
Nice. Great. So it sounds like you're going to have a great weekend. So I'm going to do the same spread that I did with my last caller, and it's called the Moonlodge spread. And each card is going to represent a particular aspect. So it's the same as I did before. And we're going to start off with the east, because the east is where the sun rises and it's the beginning. And the east represents your spiritual talents, your spiritual gifts and abilities, spiritual talents. So let's see what card comes out, what animal you can call upon for that. Okay. So the card that comes up for you is the hawk. Now, it's interesting how many birds we've been seeing today, but the hawk is like the messenger, the ultimate messenger, really. And the hawk can be saying that you are a messenger, perhaps like you're a communicator of spirit. So it could also be that you're a messenger between the spirit realm and this realm. So perhaps it's that, you know, you might have mediumship ability, perhaps, or you can connect with the other side really easily. That's really what the hawk is all about. But the hawk can also be messengers, like maybe you need to pay attention to the messages in your life. Maybe you've been getting messages. Maybe you've been seeing particular numbers or seeing animals or seeing the same kind of thing again and again and again. So the hawk's about just any type of messages, whether it's you paying attention to your messages that you're getting or you becoming a messenger yourself, okay? And
it's
actually
both.
Intuitively, though. Yeah, go ahead. What were you saying?
It's actually both. Can I tell you?
Okay.
I'll be quick. When I was in Mount Shasta, I was in California for 2.2 years living on the road. When I was in Mount Shasta, I didn't know exactly when it was time to go. I felt like it's time to go because I'd been there for a while. I was having a great time, though.
Yeah.
But it was going to get cold and snow, so I had to get back out of the Cascade Mountains and go to Sacramento.
Mm.
I was at the laundromat, and I looked throughout the mountains because you could see all of the mountains. And hawks just flew from a bunch of hawks.
Oh, my God.
From many different directions. Flew and came downtown and circled where I was, like the sky was full of hawks, and then they all went on the line, like back out to the interstate. So I knew it was time for me to go.
Wow.
So they talked to me a lot while I was living on the road, the hawks did. They gave me come and go messages. Where to go, where to stay.
yeah,
it was me.
I feel like you really do have a strong connection to the spirit realm, and it's like you really, really do. And it's almost like in your DNA, like in your ancestry of your family even, is what I sense. And, Mount Shasta. Wow, I love Mount Shasta. It's beautiful up there. And the energy there, the City of Light and Saint Germain and all that, great.
Uh-huh.
It's a great spot to be. It's like how amazing that you got to live there for so long. That's great.
It was only a couple months, but, yeah.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean. Okay. So The hawk, again, that's your spiritual talent. So that's the messenger. So you have been getting messages, as you mentioned, but also, and I feel like you are, in a sense, a messenger. Like, even if you're not aware of it, there is messages you bring forth at the right time. So we're going to get to the south card now. The south is the seed card. The seed, you plant the seed grows. It's your hidden true feelings or the hidden things that are deep within you that maybe you're not aware of. So this is the animal that's going to come forth for that. And let me think about that as I shuffle. Okay, so this is the one. And that card is the horse. And that's interesting. The horse is about power.
It's yeah, about power. I knew that. So I still have more hidden power.
Yeah,
that's
so
great.
You know, so maybe there, what it's saying is that you're bringing your inner power to the surface. I can see you in past lives being like a sorceress, like of working with magic. And sometimes that in past lives, you know, like, because I've done something similar too. Of course, we know we've been shunned for that and things have happened. But in this lifetime, it's like reclaiming our power and telling ourselves that it's safe for us to be powerful. We can use our power in ways that bring blessings to the world. And that's why we're here. We're here to reopen that power and to show others how to do that so we can have the world that we want. But the horse is, again, about power. But in shamanistic practices, the horse is what gives shamans the ability to fly and reach that. So that's sort of something that's interesting that you may not have been aware of. So a sort of a type of messenger in a way, like the hawk, but the horse is just really just power and that inner power that's within you, okay? And remembering, like, why you're here, remembering the truth of who you are. So that's the hidden parts of yourself that's coming to the surface that you may or may not be aware of. It seems like you are aware of it. So.
Okay, I have a horse for a guide. When I do readings, sometimes he comes in. Yeah, his name's the Moon.
Oh, that's amazing. So this reading is such a validation for you.
Yeah.
You talked about the hawk, talked about the horse. That's awesome. I love that.
I'm thinking of another one, you both.
Okay, so let's get to the West. The West is your life purpose. That's what the West represents. That card's called the Dream Within a Dream. I like that name. It sounds cool. So this is your life purpose, and this is the animal that can help you with that. Okay, let's see what card comes forth. Okay, so this is the one. And this one doesn't come up very often, but the animal is the grouse, G-R-O-U-S-E. It's a type of bird, kind of like a turkey, like a small little turkey. And since this is your life purpose, this card is really about abundance and the sacred spiral. And it says the sacred spiral is one of the oldest symbols for personal power. So here comes the personal power again. When you think of a grouse, visualize a whirlpool or a tornado, and the sacred spiral will take you right to the center. So the spiral is a metaphor for your personal vision and enlightenment. And a lot of initiates on vision quests will paint spirals on their bodies and believe that this will help them to get to the center. So even if you studied energy work like Reiki or something, they have the symbols oftentimes will have that spiral and getting to the center.
Yeah.
And just like also like, you know, the whirling dervishes in that
tradition.
Did you say
that was the West? Yeah, the whirling dervishes. I made spirals out of rocks when I was at Ventura Beach in California. You know,
wow.
I was there for 6 months. Longer than Mount Shasta, and I made the rock spirals there because I was doing Reiki.
Yeah,
this
that,
is a great reading. You are good.
Well,
thank you.
But
I never heard of a grouse.
Yeah, I can. You know what? I can put a picture of it on my Facebook page for you. If you want to go on my Facebook, I can do that. It's Ascension Magic. It's the same as my radio show.
Oh, okay. Ascension Magic.
So just
that's your Facebook.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you can find that on there, and then I'll put it on there for you after the show so you can see it.
Thank you.
The grouse doesn't come up very often, so it's interesting. I'm reading this from the guidebook. It says, a lot of spiritual disciplines will ask you to cease movement in order to recognize the stillness. But grouse is an invitation to dance and to celebrate the spiral dance that is a gift, and to harmonize with the cycles of Mother Earth and to offer yourself up as the dance of creation. Beautiful. I like those words. I wish I could write words like that.
Well, this makes a lot of sense, because I have a song that I sing a lot for protection if I'm on the road. Like, whenever I stop and get out of my vehicle, I angels dancing all around the car and all around me. So we're always dancing in the universe.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, that's touching my heart. It's just amazing. And it touches my heart because it's so validating, and that makes me feel good as a soul to help you. So we're going to get to our next card, which is the North card. The North card is your inner wisdom and your higher self. So the North is above, so it's your higher self. Okay, so we're going to see what animal associated. This is the one. So that one is the badger. And again, this one doesn't often come up very often either in the readings that I do, but the badger is aggressive. The badger is like aggressive and quick to go in and fight if it needs to. So the badger is really the medicine of very, very powerful medicine women. That's what it says. The badger can see. Badger knows how to work with Mother Earth and the healing herbs and to really bring forth powerful healing. So it's really, really aggressive, healing, intense. So the badger is about quickly expressing yourself, quickly getting your feelings out, you know, and coming into a balance is what it is. It says the badger can often be the boss or the leader in situations, but the badger could sometimes be the boss that people might be afraid of, because they can be intense, because they know exactly what they're going to do, and they're very action oriented, right? So the badger is just about moving forward aggressively, like in a way that's getting things done, taking action. But that represents your higher self. So
That is what my higher self is telling me. It's time for us to go. You know, we've had all this life to prepare. It's time now. But I'm really surprised, because I thought the badger represented an animal that annoyed people. And I do. I probably do annoy people.
Well, in a way, the badger can represent that. The badger, it says badger people can be bossy or pushy at times because they're so wanting to get things done. But that's not necessarily
it's
a bad
quality. Not really
quality.
From being bossy or pushy. I annoy them because they see my light and they want to smush it. So it's annoying to them to see, because I'm not out there telling them what I know. So they don't know. So they look at me as someone who just woke up. But see, you're not looking at me that way. So I really appreciate this reading. You're telling the truth. I do keep a record of who tells the truth and who just goes, well, this means that I want you too. And this means that I want you to, you know, because they want to be better than you. Because you just woke up. You know, when I'm dealing with the person who woke up, I don't treat them like that. But there's still 50% of the readers out there that do. I'm looking forward to that shift, that more people become like you. More people become like you. Thank you so much. I got to let you go to your next caller.
I got one more card for you, though. There's five cards in your deck.
I get another card? All right.
Yeah. The next card is the core of yourself, the center. It's the center card. So we've gone through the four directions. This is the core or the center of your being. So I'm going to connect with your energy here, and I'm thinking about the core or the center. Okay, so I'm feeling the strength. I feel your energy really strong right now. So hope that's not the card. Oh, this is it. This is the card for your center. The center card, this is the core of yourself. This is the snake. And the snake is a very, very, very powerful medicine of transmutation. Because a snake has poison. Right, but it's like being bit and having the poison, but being able to transmute it, like alchemy, like the cycle of life and death, like and going through and the snake sheds its skin, and it's just like being able to have that alchemy, that power, that magical. Like I said, I saw you in a past life, like sorceress kind of energy, transmuting things, like moving the stars and the planets, and like just having that magical ability. But it's not embraced currently as much as it should be. But we're changing that. We're bringing back the magic. We're bringing back the transmutation. And this is just reminding you that at the core of yourself, you're really connected to the spiritual plane, and you have that ability to transmute all things and to take some of the lower energies in the world and bring it into light, like an alchemist who would turn, you know, base metals into gold.
That's been my life.
Yeah, that's what your ability is.
I will run into the dark all the time and transmute just by breathing into their heart, you know, from my heart left to their little pea-sized heart that's not open yet. And it will transform them. I will transform other people. I used to think it was just the light of God. Yeah, there was something else I was going to tell you about. People like you and me, the thing of it is, and I just thought about it this week. It just came to me this week. We actually have that power we're supposed to use now. So that must be where this transmuting, your words are very important. So you can't say, she makes me sick, because that will happen to you. You got to, words and the movement of your hands is very important right now, and your energy, of course. So that says it all. You did a wonderful reading. I have got to get on your... I don't have a computer right now, so I will look you up.
Yeah, I do these readings like every week. I change it up. Sometimes I do animals. Sometimes I do sacred geometry. Sometimes I do fairies. It's just kind of whatever spirit guides me to do. But yeah, it's continuing to move in a great direction, and I'm grateful to have shared this moment with you as spirit to spirit, and I'm honoring the work that you're continuing to do, because I know it hasn't always been an easy journey for us, but you know, we share that common pain. But yeah, this is the time where we're going to change the world. We're going to do it.
Yeah, we are. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and many blessings to you. So yeah, hopefully I can check you out on Facebook. Yeah. Your name was Diana, right?
Diana, yes.
Diana, okay. Thank you so much, and hope you have a great weekend.
Tuesday. Yeah, I'll look you up on Tuesday, and I'll post this reading on my page. I do put some of my readings on the page.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Okay.
Bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You too. Okay, so I'm going to see who I'm going to get next online. I'm going to get to area code 937 here. 937, can you hear me?
I sure can. Thanks for taking my call.
Hello.
This is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Hello. Hello.
Thanks for calling in. So I'm assuming you're interested in an animal reading.
I sure am.
Yay. Okay.
Yay.
I know. I liked it. This is so much fun. I love doing this. It's like, and especially the last caller, Diana, she was like validating everything, and I was like, yes.
Yes. That's always good.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, okay. So I'm going to do the same spread that I've been doing, because I really like this spread. And just like I've been doing, we're going to start with the east. That's where the sun rises, and that's your spiritual talents. So let's see what comes forth, your spiritual talents. Okay, so this card's coming forth. Ooh, beautiful butterfly. This is the second time butterflies come up today. But we know the butterfly is about transformation. So that's your spiritual talent, is transforming things. And just like I was talking to the first caller, the butterfly asks you to think about which stage you are in your life. Are you in the egg stage, the larva stage, or the cocoon stage? Like, where are you in terms of that? And think about how the butterfly might help you to bring your dreams into reality and transforming the world around you. Butterfly also kind of flies around, you know, very beautifully, and just darts around from flower to flower. And that's like the true essence of you, is just someone who's very free and like the butterfly, and inspiration. And butterflies have those beautiful colors that can inspire people. So I feel like there's a lot of things inside of you too, a lot of beautiful colors that you're not aware of you're bringing to the surface. There's a lot of creativity. I saw you painting or something, or some type of painting. Do you paint?
No, but I love things with a lot of colors. And also butterflies are my favorite. I collected them. Every time I see a butterfly, I always say, thank you, Mom. I know that's you. You know, that's how I relate. It's like, okay, Mom's here. I know she's with me now.
That's amazing. So, yeah, this is a validation again that Mom's there, too. But I saw you, like, doing some kind of painting work for some reason, like working with colors, like in painting. So maybe just something to think about. Just think about, like, bringing out that creativity. So yeah, butterfly is the one in your east. That's your spiritual talents. That makes perfect sense. Now the south position, this is the seed card, and we plant the seed grows out. So it's the stuff that's deep within you, that's deep, the things that are hidden that you might not be aware of. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we'll see what animal comes forth for that. Okay, thinking about your energy. Okay, now I'm going to tell you the animal in just a second, but I got to tell you, as I'm shuffling, I'm feeling the angels are wanting me to tell you that there's some forgiveness work that's being done right now. Like there's someone you're forgiving, or there's some type of forgiveness work that needs to happen. There's like a cord that's being cut that hasn't all the way, but I don't know exactly who, but they're telling me to tell you to release it. They're telling me to tell you to move forward and walk away. Okay. This is past life related is what I feel, and this is just what's coming forth. So they want you to play a little bit more. They're saying that sometimes you can be really hard on yourself and too serious about things. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to have it perfect. You just have to do your own personal best each day. And, you know, sometimes we put ourselves in situations that we're like, oh, my God, that was stupid. What was I thinking, right? But when that happens, just learn from the mistake and correct the mistake and move forward with love. And you can ask the angels, in particular, Archangel Michael will cut cords to any negative people that might be affecting you. But you can also call upon Archangel Raguel, who Archangel Raguel is the angel for peaceful resolutions between people and forgiveness. So those two angels can help you and work with you. Let's do this, because I feel like there's some cords that need to be cut with you. And I'm going to ask you to kind of just relax. I'm going to ask Archangel Michael to be near you. And he carries a sword of light. His sword of light is going to go around your aura and just cut any cords of anyone from in this lifetime and other lifetimes that are draining you. And any thought forms that maybe you've created or that people have thrown at you that are not of the light, he's transmuting them into light.
Okay.
And just take a deep breath in and let it go. There you go, beautiful. So I see the angels are there. The angels are showing you the light now, and they're helping you to move forward in your situation. There's still a little bit of anger there that I'm feeling that's releasing. You're going to feel that come up, and just give it to Archangel Michael and let him take it from your body. And I feel you're releasing a lot right now. So this healing is going to continue to happen through the next couple of hours. So just keep working with the angels. And just be in a peaceful place. Maybe go outside, smell the fresh air, and know that you're being guided. Maybe have some flowers around, like some beautiful smelling flowers that'll help you to heal. Okay. But I'm feeling that you are doing some releasing. So I know we're doing an animal reading, but that's like I had to come forth and say that. So that's kind of how the angels work.
Yes, that's awesome. And I know I needed that. That was, you're spot on. I know I needed that.
Yeah, so keep working on that, in particular forgiving yourself, but forgiving this other person, because we all do the best we can, and it's hard sometimes. We don't really understand what's going on in a person's life. We just have to say, well, you know what, that's that person's life, and I'm going to live my life and be the light that I am, and that, you know what I mean? So just remember and know that the angels are there with you, and they're guiding you, okay? So let's get back to the spread. The south card, which represents your true feelings, is the jaguar. And the jaguar is about integrity and being impeccable. Now, this is the hidden things within yourself. So the jaguar, according to this guidebook, it says the jaguar, according to the Mayans, looked around in the dreams of the Mayan people looking for anyone who was dishonorable. And anyone that abused or misused their power would need to be sacrificed in order so that the people can continue to move on with honesty and integrity. The priests who abused their power quaked, knowing that the jaguar would find them and stop their hidden ways. So this is really about you finding those things inside of you, your true self, and others, you know. And it could be like when you see other people not of integrity, it just makes you quake, like, oh, like what is wrong with this person, you know? But it's also like within yourself, like being honest with yourself, who you truly are, and the gifts and abilities that you bring forth. and forgiveness. I keep hearing forgiveness for some reason. So there's a lot of forgiveness that's happening. But it's really mainly the Jaguar is about being your personal best at all times. Okay, having compassion, honesty, and being enlightened no matter what's happening around you, and allowing you to move forward from a place of grace. That's what the Jaguar is here to teach you. And you can call upon the Jaguar, just mentally think about the Jaguar, to help you be at your highest, be at your most impeccable, honest, truthful self. And think about some situations in your life where it may have faltered, maybe some inner child work, maybe some things that have happened when you were a kid, perhaps, that need to be healed. But keep moving forward, because I feel like this reading is very helpful. Your spirit, I'm feeling your spirit's really taking some great leaps and bounds. So I'm really grateful and honored for this opportunity to help you, because I'm feeling like this is really getting through.
Yeah, there's just like a warm feeling through my whole body. I mean,
yay.
I was sitting here, I was totally fine, and then all of a sudden I just got this warm feeling through my whole body. And it's like, wow, it's amazing.
Yeah. That's Archangel Michael, typically. When you feel Michael come forth, a lot of people feel like, especially women, they feel like they're going through hot flashes or something.
Yeah, that's like, almost like what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the angels coming forth, and they're helping you to move forward. So just let them do their thing and know that you're being healed.
Okay.
You're being watched over. So we're going to get to the West card now. The West card represents your life purpose. Okay, so we're going to think about your life purpose.
Okay.
And think about what animal wants to come forth for that. Okay, this is the one. And it's the spider. Interesting.
Ooh.
I don't see this one come up very often either. But what the spider is about, spider weaves its web, right? So we know like the spiders can do that. But the spider weaves the web of fate for those who get caught. So it says that this is similar to humans who get caught in the web of illusion in the physical world and don't see beyond the other dimensions, but it can also represent the wheel of life. Okay. So this card, again, this is about life purpose. So the spider's about, let me kind of see what this means here. It wants you to notice some of the things that you're weaving in your life. Okay. So some of the things that you're creating for yourself, and not to get tangled up in the web. So the spider could be, maybe you want to journal and write out your feelings and keep track of your progress of where you've gone. But also the most important thing about spider is that you're infinite and you can continue to make a new pattern. You can weave something else. If you get trapped in the spider web, move out of that web and create a new one and continue to weave the pattern. So the spider, to me, what it feels like, it's about creation, you know, and creating your destiny. But just like my last caller, you know, some spiders are poisonous and can bite. And when we get a taste of the poison, it's what do we do with that? You know, it can easily consume us, or we can transmute it and go on to a new direction. So that's kind of what I feel like the spider is there, is that, you know, you can weave any pattern you want in your life, but you have to take action steps and believe that in yourself, because you haven't always embraced some parts of yourself. And believe a lot of the things that you can do. So the spider's there to help you to weave any pattern that you want, to create anything in your life, because you have that power to do that.
That makes so much sense. Yes. That makes so much sense in my life. Yes.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to get to the north. The north represents your higher self, or your inner wisdom of who you truly are. So let's see what your higher self is connected to. Okay. This is the one for sure. And that message is porcupine, and it's perfect because what the porcupine represents is playfulness and getting back to that inner child. I talked about that already. So it's like reconnecting with that innocence of yourself before the fall. You know, we're born into this world without any faults. We're perfectly innocent, but yet life happens, you know, and we create this, we get off the path. We create all these dramas, and we create, you know, conflicts and things that we don't really necessarily need, but at any time we can make a new choice. We can start over and we can return to the true innocence we were born with. So the porcupine is your higher self, which is like, that's the true you, innocent and sweet and beautiful and amazing, and has all these talents and abilities that the world needs, right? So mm-hmm. mainly when the porcupine comes up, the porcupine's playfulness and just returning to your innocence. So that is the higher self. Your higher self's coming forth today to tell you to play and be innocent. Be like
start
a child.
Having fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Makes sense, because I want to turn myself around. I have been single for quite a long time, and I've just thought that, you know, it's time for me to go out, have fun, find someone, and let's just do everything together. I'm tired of the oneness.
Beautiful.
Ready
Beautiful.
For ready That's... for everything.
Yeah, so, you know, there's some romance angels you can call upon. You can call upon Archangel Raphael to help you.
Raphael.
You can also ask, you can also ask. There is a specialty team of angels called the romance angels, but also
mm-hmm.
Archangel Ariel, A-R-I-E-L, which is like the mermaid. She's
okay.
the angel of manifestation, and she will help you manifest
Ooh.
Whatever it is that you're looking for. So, yeah. So, okay, we got
Fantastic.
One more card to go. Yeah, and this card is the core, the center, or the true you. Okay, so the very core, it sums up everything,
okay.
and we're going to think about that. So, shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. Sometimes I want to draw a card, and I'm like, nope, that's not the one. I got to get the right one. It's got to feel right to me.
Yep.
Like it's got to, it's just like intuitive of this one. Okay, so this is the one. I just see that these cards that have been coming up today don't come up very often. This one's the frog. And the frog is about cleansing, okay? So frog sings the songs that bring the rain, and frog's really associated with water, okay? So honoring your tears and the pain you've gone through because they've cleansed your soul. So
okay.
it's about really just releasing and cleansing. You've done that in this reading, and just cleansing,
yes.
cleansing. So the center of yourself is cleansing, but it's also about water. So it might be time for you to take a long, relaxing bath, you know, or just any kind
mm-hmm.
of cleansing work, like, you know, meditation cleansing or some healing, you know, any type of thing that would be cleansing to you, okay?
Okay.
But a frog person is somebody that can, you yourself can clear negativity away. You have that ability if that's in your cards. The frog can like the water clearing you, you can be that. You can do that. You can walk into a house that has bad energy and send it healing energy. And you can do that. A lot of the, in a lot of shaman practices,
mm-hmm.
the shaman will put water in his or her mouth and spray it on the body of a patient. So they often do that while thinking of a frog, because the frog is associated with the water. The deep tones of the frog's ribbit are said to be a call to thunder, lightning, and rain. So the frog can be an animal to call upon to help you and to cleanse yourself, cleanse anyone, any person, any place, anything. So that's really what the frog is about.
Awesome. Well, and I was around water all morning.
Oh, wow.
I was around water all morning, yes.
That's amazing. So I feel like you've done a lot of healing today, so they want you to keep taking care of yourself. Maybe drink some water, keep moving forward. We only got about a minute left. It's been such a pleasure to talk with you today, and if you want to keep the conversation going, go on my Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic, and we can keep the conversation going. But I look forward to hearing like
Fantastic.
How you've progressed and how things are going, maybe even get a new romance. That'd be cool.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Your
reading hit spot on. You're awesome
well,
as can be.
Well, thank you. Okay, have a wonderful day, okay?
You too.
So I would like Bye-bye. To take this time to thank all my callers for calling in. If you didn't get a chance to get through, there was a message for you today. There was a lot of birds that came forth, a lot of powerful animals. And I do these readings every week, so I'd be happy to do this again if you'd like to do an animal reading again. Seems like we have a lot of fun doing this. But I want to wish you many blessings that anytime you feel like you're stuck, call upon the angels. You're never alone. And all is well.